Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro, joins us now, taking a quick break from her stakeout in Hillsboro, blocking the door to the Board of Elections to prevent anyone else from running for mayor of Carrboro. How's it going?
So far, so good. I always file on the first day of filing, and so I went down there on Monday and filed to run for mayor again, to run for re-election. And so far, no one else has filed to run. We still have another week, so we may have a challenger. And if that happens, that's fine. And of course, our three aldermen have all filed to run for re-election. And I checked in the middle of the day, and I didn't see that anyone had signed up, registered, I guess, to run yet today.
Yeah, so. As of 3 minutes ago, when the last time I checked, no one had filed to run. So far, one mayor's position and three aldermen seats open, and all four incumbents are running for re-election. No challengers yet. Is that surprising at all to you, or?
Not particularly, again, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a few folk, you know, file to run next week, which would be fine. Just kind of have a conversation about where we're going. I know I heard Mark on the phone, on the radio yesterday, Mark Heinschmidt, conversing with you about the Chapel Hill races, and I know the election process and the campaign process is a really good opportunity to hear from people about what they like, what they don't like, and so it certainly serves a purpose when you have opposed races. So we'll see.
And again, filing runs through next week Friday, and I think typically, if I remember right from these local filing periods, there's always a flurry of activity on day one, and then another flurry on the last day as people are getting in under the wire and sort of in between. Maybe one or two a day, but that's about it. And that's kind of how it's been this week too.
Yeah, it seems like that. That's the way it's gone in my years that I've been associated with it. That's the way it has been, and even. And even the years that I've been involved with running for office, there always are a lot more folks running for the Chapel Hill seats, which makes sense. I mean, they have a few more seats, but we've usually always had a few run in ours. Now, this is the first time I can remember in recent history where we've had all incumbents running again. You know, typically those have involved some type of open seat that people were jockeying for, much like Chapel Hill too. So we'll see what happens.
We do have one more candidate who filed to run today for Chapel Hill Carver City School Board. Teresa Watson is on the ballot now, along with incumbent Annetta Streeter and fellow challenger Ronnie Dossi. We'll keep you posted, obviously, on new candidates as we get word from the Board of Elections. Filing period continues through next week Friday. This weekend is a big weekend in Carver. We've been talking about the hot diggity days going on at University Place. We'll be, again, checking back in with Ron Stutz in about 5 minutes, but a lot happening this weekend in Carver too, right?
Yeah, I guess we're the counterpart to hot diggity days are the tomato days in Carver this
weekend. Tomato day,
yeah,
yes.
Tomato day. But you know, it's really interesting. This year, there has been a very concerted effort by the Carrboro Business Alliance and by our Economic Development Director and others in town to ramp up the weekend around the tomato. And so, of course, tomorrow's the famous Tomato Day. I know I heard Aaron on the air with you earlier this week, and it was
Aaron
astonishing
Gerald,
the number of, what did she say, 8,000? Or
I think she said 5,000 usually, and then there's more than that. So, yeah, something
right.
Like 8 probably.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very crowded Tomato Day tomorrow at the Carrboro Farmers Market, which of course runs from 7:30 until noon.
We were talking about this earlier. If you don't plan on running for office, but you don't like any of the candidates that are on the ballot yet, there's Tomato Day at Carrboro.
There you go.
It's great.
Well, and actually, it opens a little earlier. I guess the market opens at 7, but the official Tomato Day activities are from 8:30 until noon. And what's always neat about that to me is trying the different varieties of tomatoes there, because you know you don't really realize how many there are until you actually go through and see it. And there's going to be some music there, bluegrass and Latin-inspired music. And anyway, it's going to be a nice event tomorrow morning. But around that, different places in town are having all kinds of promotions. There's some sidewalk sales at some local shops. Some of the restaurants are having discounts, great food and drink. As you might imagine, several of them are having Bloody Mary specials. Okay, but there are other things going on here, too. 300 East Main. Tomorrow is having a scrap exchange craft kind of activity out in the parking lot. Amante Pizza is having an inflatable arena area with free laser tag tomorrow. And Cameron's is having a lemonade stand at the same time. So it seems like the middle of the day there might be a lot going on at Main Street for folks. And then, of course, Women's Craft, which is around the corner, is having a lot of demonstrations in their store. So,
and that's going to be the summer harvest sale. Is that just tomorrow, or is that all weekend long?
That particular one one I was talking about that was tomorrow.
That's tomorrow,
yeah. And this is one I didn't know about until I was kind of looking through all the details here before we talked. The Clean Machine is leading a tomato-themed, slow, family-friendly bike cruise from the shop at 7:30 p.m. Saturday, and biking around Carrboro until sunset. So they encourage you to bring a safety light and then to wear red or a homemade tomato costume. So not quite sure how that would work, but it seems to me it's almost like a pop-up family cruiser ride.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty fun. And then a lot of the restaurants in town, Tom and Chi, of course, free tomato soup, you know, Dipper, Hickory Tavern and Calvera and Yesteryears and Bella's and Amante and Tyler's and Elmo's,
wow,
and Carbo Pizza Oven. I mean, they're all, it looks like almost everyone has bought into this kind of cool themed tomato weekend. So.
Yeah.
And then tonight's Friday Night Art Walk, too.
And so. Friday Night Art Walk, right. Which is all over Weaver Street, Main Street, Franklin Street, a lot, like really heavily concentrated in Carrboro. I didn't really realize just how much of it was right there on Main Street until I was looking at it earlier today.
Yeah, there's an awful lot right there on Main Street. Occasionally we have an exhibit in Town Hall. I don't believe we have one right now, but it kind of starts around the corner from the Craft Gallery and then just keeps going right all the way up until Chapel Hill and beyond. So I usually like to, if I'm in town on a Friday, I usually like to go down and wander around and see what all we've got.
I'm going to be heading down there tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun and a really nice night for it. So if you're out and about this evening, that would be a good place to go. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. I'm going to let you go here in just a minute so we can get back to University Place. Ron Stutz and the gang are there until the end of this hour. But before we go, I know you wanted to give a little shout out to Ron because he's our hometown hero for
today. I want to give a shout out to Ron. Ron, I hope you're out there listening because I know you're over there at Hot Diggity Dog Days or whatever. But the thing is, I was out this morning and listening to Chapelboro on my earphone when I was jogging, and heard all about you being the hero. And it made me think about the 4th of July for me. And on the 4th of July, I started out in Carrboro with the parade in the morning, et cetera, and went in the afternoon. And then I ended up at the fireworks that evening. And I thought, God, this is a long day, you know. But then I realized Ron was with me practically the whole day. I mean, I can't believe, because that is a really long day when you start in Carrboro and work all those events and then end up at Keenan that evening. And just want to say I echo certainly all of the accolades that the folks on the radio gave to Ron this morning. I think he's one of a kind and certainly one of the very special people in our community that makes living here, you know, so fun.
Oh, I know Ron can hear you because we're broadcasting at University Place right now. So, Ron, obviously, everyone echoes that. Just a great person in our community. And you're right. It's just such a long day on the 4th of July, and he's just there for everything.
It's so impressive. The first time I pulled double duty. I usually just do Carrboro, but we had to do Chapel Hill that night, too. And he's got energy. That's all I can say, especially being on the radio every morning with his cheery voice and everything. It's just it's fabulous to have Ron in the community. And so I think that was really a cool thing you guys did this morning.
Oh, absolutely. He's our hometown hero officially today, but
every day,
Ron Stutz. And we got to let you go. But Mayor Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.